So the Gemara tells us that Kavar Tikpareno Bayomahu, what the Torah tells us that, but the Gemara tells us that we don't do it on Shabbos, but on Yantav we do do it. The Gemara says on Yantav we do Yantav Rishon Ayidei Gayim, the Yantav Rishon we do through the Gentiles, and on Yantav Sheni we do it Ayidei Yisrael. Even Ayidei Yisrael you could do it. So, that was the whole discussion. So why don't we do it? What are some issues with Kfura? So obviously Kfura involves certain types of malachas. I guess you're digging, so there's chofer, you have to carry the mace. If you the chevra kadisha, they gotta clean the body, so you're heating up water. So certain malachas involved. So we say on Yantiv Rishon Ayidei Gayim and Yantiv Sheni Afil Ayidei Yisrael. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avos. That was what happened was the Ramban passed away and his Talmidim, instead of going to learn with the Rashba, they went to learn in Provence in southern France. And the problem was they came with different minhagim, so there was a lot of tumults broke out. So one of the things I think the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Iri in the Magen Avos, the Yantiv Sheni, when it says Yantiv Sheni Ayidei Yisrael, is that L'chadchila B'diyeved. And what does it mean? Does it mean to say it's no different than Yantiv Rishon? Really, we should do it Ayidei Gayim. But for Yantiv Sheni, we'll give you a heter that if there's no Gayim, you could do it Ayidei Yisrael. What do I say? No. Yantiv Sheni, even L'chadchila, even if there are Gayim, you could do it Ayidei. So that was a debate among the Rishonim on whether you can do it through Gentiles on Yantiv Sheni, should you or not. So that was his whole debate, etc. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that put this debate to bed. In other words, Rav Moshe says the whole issue in the Shulchan Aruch doesn't apply anymore. Because what was the concern they were wrestling with? It wasn't the issue of Kavah Tikparena Vayomahu, you have to bury them on the same day. That wasn't their issue. So you wait till your first possible day. But the issue was out covered a mace. It was out, or bizoy ha mace, that the body was going to decay and smell because they didn't have places to put it in. Today we have freezers to put it in, so it's not an issue. They're worried about it decaying, maybe the animals getting to them. So therefore, they made this takana. But bizman hazeh, we put them in the freezer, so there's no issue, and therefore he says we should not do a kfura on Yantav Rishon or Yantav Sheni Bizman Hazeh. And as well, the Agudas HaRabbanim also made a takano, they said, for a different reason than Rav Moshe, they wrote that the problem was they used to have kfuras on Yantav Rishon and Yantav Sheni. So it's okay, you're allowed to walk there if you're in walking distance. But the problem was people didn't know, only the Chevra Kadisha, maybe certain family members, whoever was doing the Kfura, perhaps are allowed to be in the car. But people were driving to the cemetery, driving to the funeral home. And in fact, you know, then you get into also driving back. If it's in a makam where a Yishuv Yisrael, which now to the Breuers, I think they bury in Clifton, so now it is a big Jewish community, so it's an issue of coming back home as well. But either way, they were concerned about the people driving, so they stopped it. So Rav Moshe and the Gezer Rabbanan said no more kfuras on Yantav Rishon, Yantav Sheni. The Breuers community continues to do it, I believe, on Yantav Rishon and Yantav Sheni. Maybe perhaps the Satmar as well. Because there was a whole big tragedy where I think one of the wives died and they had the Kfura on Yantav Sheni. I'm not sure if they also do Yantav Rishon. But and that makes sense maybe because either maybe they go with the reason the agudas are rabbanan, and therefore there's not concern because they feel they have more control over the community, whether it's true or not. And I guess they didn't go. I guess they felt there was a concern of kavatik parenu, not like Rav Moshe, because Rav Moshe said no problem. The issue was altsbiza hames. So the bottom line, that's the accepted, the normative halacha today is we don't do funerals on Yontov Rishon or Yontov Sheni. However, in certain communities like Breuer's or perhaps in some of the Hasidic communities, they continue to do it ad hayom hazeh.